ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। हैप्पी न्यू ईयर। बाबा, दिस ईयर गेव अस होमवर्क। सो विच होमवर्क, which homework he has given to us? I think you must be remembering the Murli. Your title of this retreat is Bab Samad. So to become equal to Father, to become complete and perfect. And the easy method Baba told us to become Bab Saman was follow father in thoughts, words and deeds, actions. So as Baba used all the treasures in worthwhile way, he used time, Baba explained everything, like how he used his virtues, powers, time in a worthwhile way. The same we should be doing. And then it's easy for us to achieve this aim. So our today's topic is self-sovereignty. And when we become self-sovereign, same, like we are going to become Bab Samad. So self-sovereign means having sovereignty over our physical sense organs and subtle sense organs. Our physical sense organs should be according to Baba's Srimad, Baba's directions. And Baba's directions are for each and every action is given. We all know that, especially for our eyes, how we should be seeing, for our ears, what we should be listening, and for our mouth, the way we should speak, and the actions we are doing. So how, in which way we should be performing our actions. So this is for physical sense organs. And for subtle is our mind, intellect and sanskars. So these three should also be in our control. So when it comes to our eyes, many times Baba speaks in Murli, our eyes should be civil. Civilized means seeing the soul in each and every one. If you see someone, then see at the center of the forehead. Don't see the body. Even in today's Murli also, the essence was, you should not be seeing the bodies. So when vision is of soul consciousness, then there is feeling of brotherhood. As souls, we are all brothers. And then there is no attraction of physical body. Means then we are able to overcome the lust and this vice very easily. But it requires full attention, because we come in contact with so many people throughout the day. And if my vision is soul conscious vision, then it's easy for me. Otherwise we see so many scenes even, like we see people, we talk to people, we are behaving with them, but we are seeing many, because this is iron age, so many scenes connecting to the vice. Maybe posters, maybe people are acting in the way that, you know, like we see that scene. Sometimes you see people are hugging, kissing, and you know, like these type of scenes when you. So all these things, well, we cannot close our eyes when we are outside, but while seeing all these things, it should not influence us. They should not affect our mind. It should not create negative and waste thoughts in us. Because sometimes there is complaint. We are living in such an environment, like this is the environment of time of media, era of media. We have smartphone in our hands, and having a smartphone in our hand means the whole world is in my hand. Anytime, anything I want to watch, see, I can. But there should be control. Control over me means what I need to watch, I watch only that, those things. Otherwise, no, like this is for my progress. Why all these gadgets and all these facilities and comforts through science given to us? To improve the speed of our effort. We have come in the last stage of confluence aids, and we got very less period of time to make effort. So to make things easy for us, Baba has given these things. So we should be using those things for that purpose only. Not for, you know, like, because it has both the sides, no? As everything is having plus and minus. So either we can use it for our progress, or we can use it for our downfall. So control over the self, mastery over the self means, like, what we should be watching, we are watching only then, maybe classes, a murli, or whatever, you know, like such programs which are helping us in improving. No need to watch cinema and maybe TV shows. So many types of shows are there. So entertainment, no? Sometimes we think for entertainment. Even we like to listen worldly news. So if you go too much in these things, then you lose your control over the self. So maybe we should be disciplined in that. And second thing, we should be seeing virtues in others. Our vision should fall only on the virtues. So we should be the receiver of the good qualities of others. Not seeing the weaknesses and defects in them, and then, you know, like talking about them. This is the second side, what we should be seeing in others. And then, second sense organ is ear. What should we be hearing? What's the Baba's direction for our ears? What should go inside through our ears? Yes? We are very few, so we can share, no? Spiritual? Spiritual versions, Baba's knowledge. Yeah. So most of the times, what we should be talking to each other and listening is Baba's knowledge. But because we are busy in our job, in profession, in business, or we come in society, meet our friends, then what happens? So many things get mixed up. Then sometimes the gossips also, no? Like, although we don't want to listen those gossips, but still we cannot avoid. Sometimes when we are in front of our seniors, maybe in the family or maybe in Brahmin family, Laukic family or Brahmin family as well, wherever we are, maybe in our office too, where we have our superiors, and they are saying something negative about someone, they are talking something negative about someone, and we cannot say them no. We are bound to hear whatever they are saying, we are listening. So then, what should we be doing? Baba says, even if we listen to such things, they should not affect our mind. We have 2 years. 2 years for which purpose? Listen through one and take it out from other. But what happens usually? It doesn't come out from other ear. Because the shape of ear is of question mark. So question mark means there is always a question mark. Oh, I never thought of this person is like this. If something is done, so why he is doing things in such a way? Or what's the meaning behind it? Or maybe if we are very good friends, if I heard something negative about him from other, and then, we are good friends, then so many thoughts are coming to my mind. And next time when I meet to my friend, then what will be my behavior? Will it be the same? Or it changes my attitude? Definitely, it changes my attitude because the negative information has gone in me. And I churn over that. Why is this? What is this? I never thought of, in this way, the person is like this. So that's why Baba says, keep yourself away from the gossips about others. These gossips, most of the times, are not right. Because when they spread from one person to other person, meaning keeps changing. Everyone, manipulate in their own way. Because every person has their own thinking. So, they take out their own meaning and then share it to others. So, things sometimes totally different. The original matter is different and when it spreads, it's totally different. I would like to tell you, share a story with you, how the things change when it spreads. There was one Brahmin priest, Indian story. One Brahmin priest and he wanted to go to the city. He was living in a village. So he thought that it will take me the whole day long, so I must take my food with me. And he said to his wife, pack the meal for me because I would be late in the evening. So she packed tiffin for him and in the daytime, lunchtime, he was sitting under the tree to eat his food. And when he started eating, there was one bird sitting on the tree and he dropped his droppings and it fell exactly on his food. And as he was a Brahmin priest, so purity was important for him, and now this food was impure. So he left that and he dropped his idea of going to the city and he returned back to his village because his mood was off because of that. So then wife asked, you went to the city and how come you came so early? What happened? So he didn't want to tell her because he knew her nature that if he's going to tell the story then it's going to spread in the whole village. So he just tried to avoid. But she pushed him so much, she had to. He had to. So he told that this thing happened and this bird, he dropped his droppings and on my food. So I left this idea of going to going to the city. But one request from my side, don't tell it to anyone. So she said, okay. She promised that I am not going to tell it to anyone. And then he was, he thought, okay. Next day, because it was her nature, sanskar, so next day she went for the water, to fill his pot with the water outside, and her friends were there. And during conversation, she forgot what she promised to his husband, and she spoke everything, whatever has happened. So there were four ladies, and all they do not listen in the same way. Some people, when they hear, they are half the time present and half the time their mind is somewhere else. So one heard, in place of that bird's droppings, on the food, she heard that bird fell on the food. So then she talked to four her friends when she went to her house, and she was talking, narrating this thing. And then she said, this bird fell, but one of them heard, this bird has gone in the mouth of this Brahmin. So now the thing is different. And then that person talked to four other person, and next thing came up is, this Brahmin priest, he bring out birds from his mouth. So it was a totally different story now, and it reached to the village committee. The committee who decides, judges the matters in the village. So when it reached there, they thought of calling him because it was like a miracle. So this Brahmin priest is doing miracle in our village and we don't know. So they invited him to show his miracle, take out birds from your mouth in front of all committee members. So when he reached there and he came to know the whole story, and he get amazed, he thought, who has told this? I'm doing this. How come this matter has come? So then when he thought over this, then he could guess this everything is done because of his wife. But now, because he was called, so he had to escape himself. So when he was told to take out birds from his mouth, he said, okay, I will take out birds from my mouth, but whosoever is going to see those birds coming out is going to become birds. And as soon as they heard this, they all left away. So meaning of stories is, things totally change. What was the original thing? It was completely changed into other. So that's why it said that we should not believe on hearsay. We should not believe such things. Sometimes it is said that even if you see something, it's not always right. Maybe sometimes it creates misunderstanding in us. Because what matters is, what's the feeling behind it? Seeing and feeling. Again, it's different. So, whenever... And then it's our mouth. For mouth, Baba's direction is speak less, speak soft, speak sweetly, and think before you speak. So speak less means, Baba says, if we talk too much, then we lose our power in that. And talking too much means creating lot of stories. We go in lot of waste. And when we are wasting our energy, then it's very difficult to connect with Baba immediately. It takes time, because then our mind wanders in those stories we are telling and sharing. That's why the importance of introvertness in our knowledge. The more we are introvert, it's more easy to have connection with Baba. And the one who is introvert in nature, it's only speak when you have really, needing it. When there is some work or necessity, then only, and those words are then valuable words, meaningful words. It's not just waste talk. Because some people, they cannot stay without talking with someone. If they are told to practice silence, keep silence throughout the day, it's like punishment for them. They are not able to observe that silence. Because the silence is the silence of mouth, it's the silence of our mind also. And if we are not able to observe that silence, then it's difficult. And I know that in Madhuban, in earlier days when I came here, every Monday was the day of the silence. If you have something very necessary to talk, then you can talk in signals, or maybe you write down on paper, that's it. And the experience was really very high, especially on the silence day. We used to feel that the whole day, I am with Baba, because I am not talking to anyone, so mind is not distracted too much. So that is why Baba gives this importance of silence. And especially when we come in Madhuban, we are told to observe more and more silence. Because the purpose we have of coming here, that should be fulfilled. We have come to Madhuban to experience high stage in yoga, or to experience Baba's blessings and powers, and to fool ourselves in that, so that when we go back at our place, we are charged, and all the obstacles and the situations which are coming in front of us, we can face them very easily. So this is the importance of silence in confluence age. The more we are in silence, more we are with Baba. Because Baba lives in silence, abode of peace. So that attracts. And second thing, speak softly. So normally when we come in knowledge, we learn this. We speak softly, we speak sweetly, and people also, they recognize our this change. Those who are around us, they praise us that as soon as they have started going to Brahma Kumaris and centers, now they get angry very less. Their behavior has changed, they are more sweet. But for some, it's very difficult to keep their volume of voice very low. Their original voice is very loud, and whenever they are talking, it looks like they are shouting. It's not that they are talking, but it looks that they are shouting. And sometimes it feels like they are getting angry. And when you tell them, then they will say, no, this is the This is just my way of talking. I don't mean that. So Baba sometimes saying, one Murli Baba said, this mic, this physical mic, can be controlled. When its volume has to be increased, we can increase or we can decrease. So this is your mic, the soul's mic. So are you not able to control it? Means its pitch. If you want to speak in high volume, you can. It's like when we are lecturing or giving knowledge to someone, we have to speak in a loud voice, then we can speak in loud voice. And if we are just conversing with each other, then it should be such that it's only whom I am talking is listening. That's it. Even you should not go to the third person. And sometimes Baba says, those who are royal people, the royal people voice is very low. They speak in such a way that it doesn't spread too much. And sweetly. So normally we speak sweetly, but when our words become bitter, when our words give sorrow to others, is only when we get angry, when situations come and we are not able to tolerate, when we are not able to face, or when we are not able to cope up with them, even if we are in Baba's knowledge, we speak such words which we should not speak. They hurt others. They give sorrow to others. So it's happened till we have not conquered our this vice of anger. So I am asking from you, do you feel that you have conquered your this vice? Yes? Those who think they have conquered, they do not get angry at any time, any situation. Raise your hand. No. So it means we are making effort. Our aim is to conquer it, but still, we are making effort. So such words only come out at that time. No, and these words are our identity. Baba says, how should be the words of Brahmins? The words of Brahmins should be giving happiness to others, encouraging others, uplifting others, giving them hope, giving them courage, giving them comfort. Like Baba is comforter of our hearts. So our words should be such. But if I am criticizing someone, or if I am telling such words which are bringing them down, their mood gets off because of those words, they feel peaceless because of those words, then it's like a sin. Even today's Murli, Baba spoke this. This is like 100-fold punishment for us. Being a Brahmin, if I speak such words which hurt others. So again, there is a small story on that. The words are identity of a person. There was one king and minister and soldier. They went in the forest for hunting, and while chasing the victim, they got separated with each other, and then they started looking for each other. So first the soldier, he tried and he saw a hut in that forest, and he went in the hut to find out whether I find someone to ask. So he saw there was one saint. And he came to know that the saint was blind. So because he was a soldier and he has his own, so he spoke rudely to him. Oh, blind man, have you seen some, he cannot see, but he said, has anyone passed this way asking about me? So he said, no one has come this way. So he left that hut. Then after some time, the minister looking for them came to the same hut, and he also saw the saint, and he also could find that he is a blind. So, but no, he talked to him with little respect. He addressed him, O saint, do you know that someone came looking for me? For us. So he said, yes, one person came and he went on this way. So then minister went away. And now the king himself came and he saw the saint, and he also came to know that he is blind, but still he asked him and he addressed him, O great man, O great saint, I request you to tell me if anyone has come looking for me. He said, yes, your soldier and your minister have come and they have gone this way. So then king got amazed. He said, how come you know they were my soldier and minister and I am king? So he said, through your behavior, the way you spoke, I came to know that you are king, and the rest of those who have come, one was soldier and the second one was minister. So our words immediately gives us our introduction. The way we speak to the people, that which quality of a person I am. So we are going to become most elevated. Baba says, the most elevated we are becoming in the confluence age. We are going to become royal in the future. Even in Brahmins have the royalty of purity, and in the future we are going to be in royal family. So the sanskars we are putting here in us for that. So we should pay attention the way we speak. And if we are speaking in this way, then means I am sovereign over my mouth. And we are eating through our mouth. So the food, the way we eat our food, if it is delicious, I am eating more. If it is not of my choice, then I don't like to eat. And as Brahmins, we have so many disciplines about eating food, not to eat outside, or not to eat onion and garlics, not to eat non-vegetarian food, and even not eating in the parties and all marriages and in on celebrations. And if I am eating, I go outside with my friends, with my family, and they offer me, and then I think, it's only today I'm going to eat. I'm with my friends. So if one day I eat, it's okay. Next time I'm not going to eat. So is it okay? What do you think? Some Brahmins, they do like this. You can cook. No, but we can make arrangements. Most of our didis, they travel too long, and we take such foods with us which we can use for one day or 2 days. We take our own meal with us. Or maybe there are certain alternatives like fruits, salads, and dry fruits, even milk, juices we can take. Sometimes it's allowed to take bread even, which is machine-made things. You know, like nowadays most of the things are available in the market which are machine-made. So there are a lot of choices, options are there. It's not that, like, if I'm going outside, then, you know, like, there's no choice that I have to eat all these things. So if I'm breaking this discipline of Baba, although it carries, as the food, so the mind, we know it very well, we know the logic behind it, but this discipline is from God. And if it, like log cakes, our log cake physical relations, we have been in them for births. And Baba says you are taking care of them, means you are, in Hindi we say, who knows Hindi? हम उनको निभा रहे हैं इतने जन्मों से तो उनको तो हमने निभाया लेकिन इस एक जन्म हमें भगवान को निभाना है. So this निभाना means how would you say in English? We are fulfilling their desires, you know, like birth after birth. But this, for this birth, it's, you know, like, it's only for one birth we have God with us. So this birth we have to follow His desires. Whatever He likes, whatever He says, we should be doing. And this is going to create our fortune not only for 21 births but for whole Kalpa. So achievement and attainment is very higher. No? So that's how. And sometimes what happens, we are not eating outside or we are following this discipline very strictly, but Brahma Bhojan. No, like sometimes when we are in center and there's some occasion, Brahma Bhojan. Brahma Bhojan, if I am patient, if I am healthy and I am eating everything, fine. But Brahma Bhojan means heavy food. Fried, all delicious dishes, sisters, they try to, because we are not eating outside, so they try to, give us all those things which we are not eating outside. So if I am diabetic and I need not to eat sweets, if I am a blood pressure patient and I should not eat salt, more salt, or if I am a heart patient then I should not be eating fried and oily food, then even if it is Brahma Bhojan, it's not that it's Baba's bhog, so I can eat everything or I can eat. So if it is, then no. No means then no. And take it as a bhog, just little, if it taste it, just, and then leave it. So this is control. And if I am not able to do it, then I would say that still we have not full control of our taste. And when we come to our subtle sense organs, and most mischievous in that is our mind. There's complaint of wandering of our mind here and there. And especially when we sit for Baba's remembrance. And, the newcomers, they complain, we are not able to concentrate. As soon as we sit in meditation, our mind goes here and there. And not even for moments, we experience that peace and connection. And sometimes, even the old Brahmins, they also have this complaints that whichever stage we want to experience from Baba, the powers we want to experience from Baba, the love we want to experience from Baba, we are not able to experience it. And then why? Because then mind is engaged in too much waste thoughts and negative thoughts. And we are not controlling it. There is no controlling power and ruling power over our mind. Baba says that the break of mind should be so powerful, and if you say stop to it, even if you are in some situation, in problem, in circumstance, and the speed of mind is very fast, and if you say stop, I'm not going to think over this now. So stop means stop. Then it should not create a single more thought. The brake should be such power, like in when you are driving, what happens? Many times, not only sometimes, most of the times this doesn't happen because this requires lot of effort and attention. Mind is subtle. All these physical organs are gross. You know, controlling over them even much easier than controlling over mind. So the main effort requires is our mind. And it can only be possible when there's lot of flow of knowledge. Means like we say it, positive thoughts or good thoughts of knowledge are flowing in my mind. Means I have habit of churning over knowledge. So till I develop that habit, I won't be able to give control over it, because the pure thoughts, positive thoughts are able to control our base and negative thoughts. And then we need a powerful connection. Like in whichever stage I want to keep my mind, if I want to keep myself in angelic state, in subtle reasons with Baba for 10 minutes or half an hour, you know, like we do bhati, intense meditation, and we sit for 2 hours continuously. So can I keep my mind for those 2 hours all along with Baba? If it's possible, then it's full control. And if for 2 hours I'm sitting, but I'm just with Baba for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, that's it. The rest of the time, either I'm thinking about my job, I'm thinking about my family, I'm thinking about my problems, and then transferring it to Baba. Most of the times we keep doing that. It's called chit-chat. Not powerful yoga, not staying in that stage, but just chit-chat with Baba. So again, this is also not a powerful control, yes? Yes, like sharing your problems with Baba, or sharing whatever, no, like your feelings. This is called chit-chat with Baba, but this is not powerful yoga. This is just ordinary level of yoga. And while doing our activities, we remember Baba, that's called karma yoga. So this level of yoga, it doesn't destroy our sense. It doesn't destroy or it doesn't change our sanskars. It doesn't change our sanskar means, even if I am in jnana for 20 years, some of my sanskars are so adamant, still, no, like I feel, okay, I am not able to transform them. So why? Because that level of yoga I have not achieved, which burn my those sins and which bring that purity, my eternal purity outside. So what do we need for that? Again, one little story for you. There was once a king and he didn't have son. So he wanted a heir for him because he was getting old. So he thought of putting a condition for his subjects. The one who will fulfill that condition will become his heir. So the condition was, he has a goat, you know. Goat, na? We call it bakri, you know. So he announced, the one who will satisfy his hunger, its hunger, God's hunger, and bring it in the evening in the court, means royal court, and when the grass will be offered to it, if it will not eat it, then the condition is one. Means like this, the person will be taken as successful. So many came, so he gave it, this goat, to one, and he took it to the ground, and this goat was grazing the ground whole day, and till evening he was satisfied that it has eaten so much, even it will go back to the court, she's not going to eat the grass. But as soon as in the court grass was brought in front of it, goat immediately ran and started eating that fresh grass. And the king said, oh, you were not able to feed my goat, and it is so hungry. You lose the condition. And then it was given to the second one, and he did the same whole day, he fed her, fed it so much. And evening when came, same thing happened. As soon as the grass was offered to it, this got rain and started eating. When third one took it, he thought in a different way. So what he did, as soon as he left her in the ground to graze, he took a stick in her hand, and when she put her mouth down to graze, she was hit with that stick. Again, when after some time she put her mouth, again it got a stick. So many times this god got a stick as soon as it put her ground, put her mouth in the ground. So what happened? It came to know that if I am going to put my mouth on the ground, I am going to get a stick. So it afraid and she stopped grazing. And in the evening, he brought her to the royal court, and this grass was put in front of it, and he was standing with a stick in front of this goat. And as soon as this goat saw that stick and grass, now again, she could correlate, if I put my mouth on the grass, then I'm going to get a stick. So she kept away, that the goat didn't come to the grass. And he won the condition, and he was declared as king's heir. The same is the condition of our mind. Now, if we try to fulfill all its desires, then it produce more and more desires. It goes for more of them. But if we control it, our stick is Baba Shrimat. So as soon as my mind is going in different direction, and I control it with Shrimat's stick, which Baba has given to us. Baba has told me to think in this way, not this way. So immediately I turn my mind according to Baba's direction. So this is how I will be able to control it. Means immediately giving knowledge thought to my mind in place of the negative, means vicious thoughts or waste thoughts which are coming to me. So I am transforming it, is like in this murli, avyakt murli, which Baba has given to us. Baba spoke this, transform negative into positive. So why it is important? Baba says, because in the last paper, in the last moments, is only question of 1 second will come to you. In that 1 second, if you are able to keep your mind is one Baba, none else. Means you are able to withdraw your mind from all other people, circumstances and nature, whatever pull is there, and you are able to focus it on only on Baba, then you are past. And if you are not able to do that, then you may fail. So we all know the last question, we know that last paper, and we know that time which will be given to us. So it's not that we are going to pass. It requires long time effort. It's only long time effort will be able to make us pass that paper.
शिव पिता को अब याद करो मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें जाना है अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है शिव पिता को अब याद करो
And when it comes to intellect, it's our decision power. So Baba says we should be able to take right decisions at right time. When the time goes and we think, oh, I should not be doing this, I should be doing in that way, then I would have been successful. Oh, then, no, we experience repentance. Or so means I have not taken right decision. If I'm facing some situation and I need to tolerate for that, so I should be able to tolerate. It's not that in place of tolerance I'm using facing power. If I have to accommodate something, means like not to describe it, but no, like keep it in me, should not be telling to others, this power I need to use, power to adjust, we say. But in place of that, I am telling it to many. So, I am not using the right power at right time. So, means there is no sovereignty over intellect. Intellect is not working in a right way. Discrimination power, Baba says, you should have sharp discrimination power. If Maya takes, you know, like its royal form, because Maya keeps changing its forms. Maya knows that they have identified my this form. So if I go in front of them in this form, it won't work, so it transforms. But I should be able to recognize it, like Baba gives example of Sita. You know, like how she got deceived. Because this devil, he took this form of a golden deer. And she was not able to make it out because this golden deer is like... So we also got trapped sometime in such forms of Maya and get deceived and then defeated. So discrimination power should be very powerful, and it depends on knowledge. The more refined knowledge I have in me, means like I have imbibed it so deeply, then I would be able to discriminate well. So my powers, right powers, should work at right time. And then for sanskars, Baba says, my original and eternal sanskars are mind sanskars. Not the sanskars of Maya and Ravan are my sanskar. These sanskars are of Copper Age and Iron Age. My original sanskars are of peace, love, happiness, being a bestower, being merciful, compassionate for others. Like Baba, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. So, we have already talked about it. We should be following Baba. So, in sanskars too, always compare. No, Baba says, whenever you are in confusion, whether I should be doing this or not, then compare it with Baba. If Baba will be at this place, then will he be doing this? So if you feel, you know, like we can get answer from inside, ki Baba won't be doing this. So if Baba is not doing this, then I cannot do this. So always check. My sanskars are of always having good feelings and good wishes for others. Sanskars of giving benefit to others. Sanskars of bestower as a giver, not of selfishness. Now most of the Kali Yuga sanskar is people, they think for themselves only. Now how they can benefit. But we are different than them. So if those sanskars are working most of the time, my original sanskars, then I am sovereign over my sanskars. So main thing is conquering over our subtle sense organs. If I am conquering over them, then my physical sense organs are automatically in my control. As soon as the mind comes in control, physical sense organs are in control. And Baba says these all knowledge is mirror for us. Some Baba's children, they have questioned what they are going to become in the future. Whether they are going to become a king, or they are going to become a subject, or they are going to become a maid and servant. No, like all these status Baba speaks in Murli. So how can we judge what I am going to become in the future? So through this sovereignty, if I am master over all my senses, no sense deceives me any time. Now, like my eyes are always in my control, my ears, my mouth, my mind, then we are going to become world rulers, world emperors. So those 8 chuas, like 8 and 108, they are going to become world rulers, means they are completely conquer, completely self-sovereign, no? And if one sense organ is weak, all are in my control, but my eyes, no, sometimes deceives me, or maybe mouth, any one sense organ is, you know, sometimes, you know, like gets weak and tries to influence me and conquer over me. Then Baba says, you are going to come in royal family. You cannot sit on the throne, but you will be part of the royal family. And if all the sense organs, means like sometimes this one, sometimes that one, overcoming you, deceiving you, then you are going to become maids and servants, because they affect my stage. If I am conqueror of all sense organs, then I am always happy, cheerful, I am on my position, position of self-respect, in comfort, never confused. This will be the stage. But if my moods get off sometime and I am hopeless, I am disheartened, and peaceless, whatever words we can use for that, this is the stage of maids and servants, Baba says. And those who are going to become wealthy ones, merchants, wealthy ones in the subject, for them Baba says, they have lot of wealth of knowledge and they share the knowledge to others. But what is the weakness? They don't use that knowledge for themselves. Whenever the situation comes, they are not able to use for themselves so that they become victorious. Like, it's very easy to share things, you know, but to apply them on the self, it's not that easy. So the souls who are like this, they are very sharp in delivering, you know, Baba's knowledge to others. They explain very well, and because they share, they gain it, improve it. But when situation come to themselves, it's like Pandit. We listen Murli, Baba's Murli, Pandit. He was saying that you can cross the river by chanting Ram Ram Ram, but when it comes to him, that boat is not available, you have to cross the river. So the lady said, you were saying Ram Ram, you can cross the river, I every day cross river in this way, so why don't you? He said, this is for you, not for me. I need boat to cross the river. So if, soul is like this, then going to achieve this status. So Baba says, every day hold your court, like Brahma Baba used to do. Brahma Baba was doing it every day. If my mind minister, mind is chief minister, so he was in order throughout the day or not. My all sense organs were in order whole day or not. And if anyone, was here and there, then he used to check and change it. So if we are doing, then easily, over a period of time, we are able to sovereign them. And one more thing Baba says, that we are not rulers in the confluence age. We are going to become rulers in the golden age, in the future. So here we are just sevadhari, servers. So here we cannot order our colleagues and companions, those who are with us. But when we are self-sovereign, through that, effect of that, those who are with us, they will automatically say yes to everything. They are naturally cooperative to us. No need to say about anything. If I am self-sovereign, then yes naturally comes from everyone. So this is the method in confluence age. So it doesn't mean that we are going to become king over here. We are going to become king in the future. So, whatever I thought over this topic, I shared with you. And if you have any question, you are welcome to ask. No? It's mainly in seed stage when we are in Paramdham, in Supreme Abode with Baba, and in incorporeal stage, like Shiv Baba is incorporeal and he's all powerful. So feel yourself in the same stage that I am with Almighty and all virtues completely pure and powerful. And Baba's, those rays, powerful rays are coming on me. And I'm experiencing that eternal stage, which is completely pure. And then, obeisance, because Baba's whole power of focus. So it's like keeping lens and burning the paper. So full focus of Baba's power on me, it burns my past sins and as well as sanskars. So if you think, then I can give that commentary and we can sit in meditation for a few minutes. Okay? To my beloved Baba, in Supreme Abode, seeing myself as point of divine pure light, I am very close to Shiv Baba. His rays of purity encircling me. His ocean of love. And I am receiving Baba's pure love. That is helping me to transform my old sanskars. So fortunate Baba has selected me become his child. Being his child, my virtues should be like him. His ocean of love and I am master ocean of love. No matter which type of soul is coming in contact with me, I'm sharing that love. Which I received from Baba. As he has good wishes and feelings for me, being his child, thank you. I too. Feel the same for the whole world souls. His ocean of peace. Baba has given me the knowledge of all the three aspects of time. With help of that, I can keep my peaceful state in any circumstance. To become equal to him, like him. Baba is with me whenever I think for him. He is transforming, changing my life from Tamo Pradhan to Sato Pradhan. Taking away all my impurities. I am feeling completely pure within. When I am with Baba, thank you. I am experiencing His powers on me, His blessings on me. Radiate these powers throughout the world. Stabilize your mind in this stage for a few moments. And now gradually I am coming down to corporeal world. Feeling myself full of purity and power. Om Shanti.